This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. All right, welcome to 2021. For those of you out there that may be listening to this who've not made a resolution to pack a gun every day for personal defense, I have a nice little factoid for you to consider. Police make arrests in just 11% of major crimes nationwide. 11%. Another factoid, only 2% of major crimes result in a conviction of the guilty party. So 11% of the crimes actually get a result, and then 2% of that total actually gets a conviction. There's a lot of reasons for this. Everything from Soros-backed prosecutors arbitrarily declining to prosecute serious crimes to a no-snitch culture in some neighborhoods, and if you put those together and you get Chicago, and it's roughly 13% closure rate on homicide cases. So if you commit a homicide in Chicago, 87% of it's betting odds. It's really good betting odds. You know, if this was gambling, if this was, the lottery or something, you'd be a fool not to get in there and play it. The Chicago Reporter does some great investigative journalism and shares some of this stuff. Now, as Americans across the country decided to protest police violence, and as the call to defund the police started to go out there, or changes in public spending on police, that's been going on. And neither of those nor other proposed reforms address a key problem with solving crimes. If you look at a review of 50 years of national crime data, it will confirm that, as police report, they don't solve most serious crimes in America. But the real statistics are worse than police data show. In the U.S., it's rare that a crime report leads to police arresting a suspect who is then convicted of the crime. And that is consistent over decades. Fewer than half of serious crimes are reported to police. So that means they're not even making the call. Few, if any, arrests are made in these cases. And in reality, that's where you get this 11% of all serious crimes result in an arrest. 2% end up in a conviction. Therefore, the number of people police hold accountable for crimes, what I would call the criminal accountability rate, is very low. Now, police can only work on solving crimes they're aware of, and can only report statistics about their work based on criminal behavior that they actually know about. But there's a huge slice of crime that they never hear about. So when you see crime rates being reported, just remember that half of the serious crimes don't even get reported. So a whole lot of people think that police deter serious violent crime, in the sense they do. But law enforcement's primary job consists of acting as armed historians. They are there to try to figure out what happened after the fact. And ultimately, the person who's most likely to save you and your family from a violent attack is the person looking back at you in the mirror every morning, not someone in uniform. Concealed carry can save your life, especially in this time with fewer arrestees held in lieu of posting meaningful bail, and prosecutors are turning a blind eye to charging all but the most egregious of cases. This is one of the reasons that I've been paying attention to what I've been carrying and how I'm setting it up. And simply because things are ramping up. This is also inadvertently and I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to shoot it tomorrow. I think I'm going to shoot that video tomorrow. I've already shot some range stuff of it. And I'm going to shoot the part two to the P365 video for all of you that hated my 365 video. Well, I don't know if you're going to hate this one more. If you're going to like it, I don't know. But I will simply say this. If you have a gun to carry and you can legally carry it, then you should probably do that. It is not the panacea that is going to solve all your problems. You are still subject to violent crime and injury and all these other things if you don't practice other fundamental principles that go along with being armed. Like being aware. You have to really be aware. And that is, you know. But this is also, the other thing about this is that the alarming thing about this is how many cases don't get. And I presume this is because of the inner city. I presume that's because of the inner city. Not for any other reason. A lot of neighborhoods don't trust when the police show up, won't tell anybody, don't want to be a snitch, don't want to be subject to retaliation or any of that other stuff. But if you have a gun to carry, let me hammer this fact home. If you have a gun to carry, right now, you know what? I need to get Mr. Markle back on the show to talk about the one-box gun training class that he advocates and get him to explain that once again. I hear everybody out there saying, well, there's just not that much ammunition for me to train. And that is a concern of a lot of trainers right now. I talked to one today, and I said, what's your schedule going to be like next year? And he said, I really don't know, because it's all going to depend on this ammunition thing, this ammunition and supply and demand thing. Ammunition is out there right now. When I got my SIG yesterday, they were selling 1,000 rounds for $650. It's out there to be bought if you want to pay the price. If you don't want to pay the price, then it's the same ammunition I bought in February for $210 a case is now $650 a case. And that's a little daunting. But the one thing I hope everybody comes away from this with is if you haven't been carrying a gun or if you just figured out I may need a gun, I hope you get it and then you start your preparation and your setup in earnest. Now, I started shooting handguns when I was 12. That's 47 years ago. And I still am looking for edges wherever I can find it. That one more thing that I can do. But, you know, I thought I'd done the ultimate part of it with this last go round, and I just trashed every bit of it because it simply didn't work. And I was lucky because I did find the alternative that was going to work. And I knew it was going to work because I tried it before I made that move. But if nationwide, they're only making, that should be the biggest thing. Only 11% of the time nationwide do they actually make an arrest in a violent crime. That's horrible. That's horrible. And it's only going to get worse. That is the part that everybody needs to take into consideration. It is only going to get worse because we haven't seen yet what this nation is going to look like when, Gropey Joe gets inaugurated, if that's the way it ends up. I still don't know how tomorrow is going to shake out. There's so many little variables that keep coming into play, every little twist and bend, but we'll see how that goes. We'll see how right now they're voting in Georgia, and we'll see how that goes, too, and could have been so much better. And alas, too many people out there just, too many gun advocates rather. I don't like Trump. He's just not good. And we put all these eggs in one basket in a state where we know they committed voter fraud. We know that now. We know they had hacked machines, and we're watching the Senate, and we're watching this election. We're supposed to be going, well, I know this one will be different. Will it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. In the ostensible land of the free, we're told that all people are presumed innocent until proven guilty by their peers. But if you've been paying attention, well, you know that the innocent until proven guilty, that part of it is a farce unto If in certain circumstances. Now, if you look at the data right now today, 74% of people in jails across the country have not been convicted of a crime. And it is true that many of these people are awaiting trial for crimes they did commit. There are some innocent people behind bars for the sole reason that they cannot afford bail. A free country who claims to protect the rights of citizens should not be keeping hundreds of thousands of presumed innocent people in cages. And yet, depending on where you live, that can be very much the status quo. And a recent report from the Tampa Bay Times shows just how determined the American, in some cases, the American police are, you know, they're trying to guarantee an assembly line of otherwise entirely innocent people to continue this process in some cases. Or at least, so it looks. Now, this is coming out of Pasco, Florida. Now, Florida, of course, since Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, has been looked at very hard and failure on so many levels. They failed to do anything when they could have done something at any given time. But that is beside the point at this particular moment. Now they've decided to do something, and what they're doing is not exactly what I would think they should do. Police in Florida, in Pasco, are targeting children in an attempt to label them as criminals at a young age, despite them being innocent. And this is all based on their grades. The Pasco Sheriff's Office has a secret list of students it believes could fall into a life of crime based upon their grades. So by the standard, people like Thomas Edison, one of the most successful inventors in human history, could have been labeled a criminal after he was kicked out of school at age 12 for being poor at math and unable to concentrate. Steven Spielberg, the famous movie producer, may have been labeled a criminal as well after he temporarily dropped out of high school, only to return to be put in a special ed class. Children below the age of 18 don't have the power of consent. And sometimes they make poor choices when they are younger. And these choices should never put them on some police watch list or criminal database unless it is of a decidedly violent nature. And that is easily put together. Now, once again, we now go into this. We're in this territory where people would say, well, Bill, what's enough and what's too much? And, you know, this is too much. This is pre-crime tactics that ultimately lead to segregation of dystopian societies based on the ratings from the state. Now, the Pasco Sheriff's Office uses data from the Pasco County Schools District and the State Department of Children and Families to compile this very list from middle to high schools who they think will turn out to be criminals. Now, I sort of get why they're looking at that grade, because most of your school shooters are students, right? According to the Tampa Bay Times, the Sheriff's Office defended the tactic and said its data sharing practices with the school district go back 20 years and are intended to keeping schools' campuses safe. Only a juvenile intelligence analyst and the school resource officers have access to the information. Well, this sort of puts me in the same mind when I hear about this of the no-fly list. The department says they use this information to help troubled kids, but the parents of these kids have no idea that police are surveilling their children to potentially label them as future criminals. A statement is, these programs, in conjunction with the school district's early warning system, provides recommendations to community or school-based programs or resources and mentorship to those who have experienced adverse childhood experiences, something academically proven to lead to the possibility of increased victimization, mental health concerns, and other aspects. Now, school officials, though, they explained that they didn't even realize this child surveillance was happening. School District Superintendent Kurt Browning and the principals of two high schools told the newspaper they were unaware the sheriff's office was using school data to identify kids who might become criminals. They said, "We have an agreement with the sheriff's office. That relationship has been strengthened in the wake of the tragedy at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018, and that includes processes for a two-way sharing of information that could save lives and result in timely interventions with students who are at risk. Okay, I got no problem with that part, but it all comes down to your criteria. Now, the program, which is called the Early Warning System, tracks students' grades, attendance, and behavior. If a student was a victim of abuse or witnessed abuse, this increases their chances of police labeling them a criminal. What qualifies for an at-risk designation could be anything from getting a D on a report card to missing school more than three times in a quarter, according to the program's manual. Other factors include witnessing domestic violence, having a parent in prison, and being the victim of abuse or neglect. They then compile this information, combined with grades and other data sets, and puts it into a system that scores children in 16 categories. The unwitting children are then assigned a label: on track, at risk, off track, or critical. And there are hundreds of children on this list. The sheriff's office denies that the list is used to label kids as criminals and claims it is instead used to identify kids at risk for victimization, truancy, self-harm, and substance abuse. But future criminal behavior is the only designation on the list, and the office had a hard time proving anything else at that particular moment. And they have an intelligence manual, an 82-page document the school resource officers and other deputies are required to read, and it doesn't mention those other risks. Instead, in five separate places, it describes efforts to pinpoint kids who are likely to become criminals. The sheriff's office could not provide any documents instructing school resource officers to interpret the list in another way. So in Pasco, Florida, you have cops spying on children in an effort to predict future criminal behavior. And that is chilling. But now we know about this, right? We know it's happening right now in real time. And if you're listening in Florida and you're in Pasco, well, you know, this is why you go attend those school board meetings and those PTA meetings. This is why school choice would be a really good idea. Right about now, doesn't it? It seems that way, doesn't it? Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Wisconsin prosecutor says no charges will be filed against a police officer who shot a black man during a domestic disturbance call, sparking days of protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Neither Kenosha police officer Rustin Shesky nor the man he shot in an August confrontation, Jacob Blake, will face charges, Kenosha County District Attorney Michael Gravely announced Tuesday. Shesky shot Blake several times after the officer said Blake turned at him, armed with a knife. The shooting left Blake paralyzed from the waist down. And the Trump administration has opened up more of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska for oil exploration and production. The ruling opens about 23 million acres for development, now opening up about 80% of the reserve. Previous rules had only left half of the reserve open for exploration. This is USA Radio News. Wall Street recovered from Monday's slump, boosted by a surge in oil. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 167 points on Tuesday. The S&P 500 rose 26 points to jump nearly 1%. And the NASDAQ also rose by close to 1%, adding 120 points. All three of the major indices fell by more than 1% on Monday. Georgians have taken to the polls Tuesday for two Senate runoff elections that could affect the balance of power in Congress. Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter tells Fox News that his state is well aware of what the election means for the country.
They understand that the House is going to be under Democratic control. They understand there's a possibility that the White House will be under Democratic control. And because of that, they understand how important it is for us to elect these two Republican senators to the United States Senate so that we have a backstop here. That we have a way that if indeed the White House is under Democratic control, that we have a backstop and we can control this.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. So, when the founders drafted the Constitution, they saw fit to add the ex post facto clause to prevent the Congress from passing retrospective legislation, as they found the concept of criminalizing prior conduct after the fact to be repugnant. Joe Biden seems to have overlooked this clause because his gun plan calls for regulation of currently possessed assault weapons under the National Firearms Act. And as the law currently stands, the NFA requires individuals to register machine guns, suppressors, short-barreled rifles, and certain other arms. And in addition to passing a background check, you are required to pay a $200 tax stamp. He wants this requirement to apply to both modern personal defense weapons and magazines that are already in the hands of law-abiding gun owners. Now consider that the average owner of a semi-automatic rifle has at least two magazines, so this means these owners will have to pay at least $600 each for the privilege of owning property they already possess. In my particular case, just on my AR-15 mags alone, I would have to pay probably $1,500. His proposed alternative is disarmament. As an alternative to paying a fortune to keep your guns and magazines, he plans to offer a buyback program allowing you to surrender your right to self-defense in exchange for what is likely a paltry amount of cash. Now, we have a natural right to possess property, and the government has no right to intervene in that ownership until the owner harms somebody else. And historically, registrations are an intermediate step towards seizure and human rights abuses. Likewise, economically compelled disarmament sales are also an act of tyranny. Now, imagine going onto the any website right now. I use, if I'm looking for magazines, I usually use Gun Mag Warehouse. And you'll see a deal where you can get maybe a rifle case and seven magazines for $90. So this deal would take this $90 pair of things, and that would make it cost nearly $1,500 and lower the number of incidents of criminal misconduct with a firearm. Do you think that would do that? Do you think that would actually work? So, how will taking a product that isn't a firearm and punishing the owners of that product, how do you think that's going to how's it going to lower the number of incidents of criminal misconduct with a firearm? How will taking something that punishing an owner financially for this, hurting those of lowest income the most, how's that going to curb criminal misuse? And you think if they can't buy it, they won't take it. When has that worked? Ever? And I generally want to hear the argument here. Explained in full and in its lukewarm IG glory. I want to know, IQ glory, excuse me. I want to know how they arrived at this conclusion and just what Olympic level mental gymnastics are required to conceive of this plan. And most of all, I want to hear it explained in detail how this isn't violating the ever-living hell out of the Second Amendment by leveling the sin tax to end all of sin taxes. You're proposing imposing a roughly 2,000% tax on magazines. Many rifles purchased and many handguns would jump $400 in price minimum. And because guns are bad, God forbid the company was generous and it shipped with two magazines. Now the tax is $600. On a Glock, for example, the Glock Gen 45 that I just sadly parted with, in its base setup, that would have been, the gun comes with three magazines, so you're talking $600, $800. So that means the gun is now $1,300. And then you got to wait on the NFA. Because don't think pistol magazines won't be included in this. No. Don't think that for. So it's not like they would throw a 45-day maximum wait time into the rule and follow the Brady transfer rules, which would be a minor concession of reasonableness that would at the least indicate somewhere in the proposal group someone had a fingertip touching reality. It blows my mind that the ATF was just shouted down on free SBRs, and now someone feels a proposal of $200 on an astronomically large number of items is going to somehow be A-okay. So right now, there's some that would say, well, it's not really about getting this rule passed. It's about starting a dialogue so a solution can be worked out that benefits both sides and is a reasonable compromise. So whoever would say that to you is a low, naive, hypothetical, low-effort voice of reason. There's no reasonable compromise where both sides get some of what they want here. Gun owners only get to keep some of the things they don't want to lose any of. Imagine that tomorrow's servitude as manual labor property got reintroduced as a proposal. The justifications were that it would actually mandate that the upper classes pay to house the lower classes in exchange for only basic labor. The terms were generous in their writing, basically that instead of a wage and freedom of personal finance, you received a legislatively determined and certified standard of living absent any actual income. Would even favorable terms in writing make this proposal anything other than a nightmare? Would it not be about getting a rule passed and instead of getting a favorable compromise by starting a dialogue? What's the compromise to slavery? When you become property, when someone becomes property, they lose their autonomy to act on their own completely to become a tool. What set of circumstances makes this okay? We aren't talking enlistment, job requirements, or medical diagnosis, requiring another person to manage another one's affairs. We're talking making a person back into property under the legislative terms and conditions. So, with a bad proposal, there is no compromise. There's no middle ground. This isn't proposing building a new office building or school that we have to haggle out the design. This is compromising the human rights of self-autonomy. Because you say this is good and this is bad. And this is the asinine idea that will somehow, some way, without anything resembling empirical evidence that there's a positive benefit at all, to say nothing of a benefit worth the cost, is going to fix murder. going to tax the murder away. Apparently, it just wasn't taxed enough. So, that's the explanation of the gun tax as outlined by Joe Biden. That's what they want. That's what they're looking for. That's what they want to see. How do you feel about that? You down for that? Now, there's a lot of things that will get in the way of that. First of all, they have no idea how many magazines are out there. They have no idea who has, except in certain states. I think there's 6 states that have registries of some form or another. And I don't think New York registers rifles, for example. Because they've already tried that with the SAFE Act. I've already talked about that. So, you know, that's what he intends to try to get. Now, whether that will pass the House, I don't know. But once again, there's so many things now that are lining up in such a bad way. Such a bad way. As to sort of make it a little bit daunting. But nonetheless, the fight goes on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Time on the firing line and coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. You may recall that the Democrats are falling all over themselves near the end of this election cycle to assure anyone that, or everyone, that they didn't support any sort of abolish the police movement. Though some of the ones in the safe seats, such as AOC, kept right on saying it. The reasons were obvious, given the abysmal polling on the issue. We're still seeing that from the two Democratic Senate candidates in Georgia this week. You know, who us? Abolish the police? Nah. Meanwhile, in one of the most dangerous neighborhoods in Brooklyn, New York, an experiment was just concluded to test out the idea of doing precisely that. For a five-day period, the police pulled back from one section of Brownsville to be replaced by a violence interrupter and crisis management groups. Those groups, which, you know, just to give you some idea, I want you to think about this. When you look at a police department nowadays, and you say to yourself, they've been here for how long? They have so many things in place right now, and that's been in place for how long? And they know where they're going, all these little things that happen. And say to yourself, anybody that seeks to do that now, anybody that seeks to replace that, is going to be operating at a disadvantage because they don't have all of this infrastructure in place. So these groups that they put together, violence interrupters and crisis management, they roam the streets keeping an eye on any possible incident out there. Tents were set up where city agencies and nonprofit groups stationed volunteers to offer information on education, job, and housing opportunities, as well as other services, because they had no other means to have somebody in certain spots. They had no projection of force, if you will. When the test period was over, well, the activists declared it a rousing success because only one 911 call had come from the area during the test period, and that was an accidental alarm triggered by a bus driver. So, you know what? We could just get rid of those cops. But then, that's what the activists had to say about it. This is not what the actual data said. So we get this from that actual reading, if you will. A Brooklyn community's experiment to deal with a long-standing crime hotspot in a busy commercial corridor took a new approach last month. They pulled back on policing. Cops from Brownsville's 73rd precinct withdrew from their regular posts on Mother Gaston Boulevard for parts of a five-day stretch in early December, while violence interrupter and crisis management groups watched over the two-block zone between Pitkin and Sutter Avenues. This was a defund the police in actuality, said Assemblymember Latrice Walker, who grew up in the nearby Glenmore Plaza houses. Now, they're correct on one point, okay? They're correct on that. It was a crime hotspot among the many dangerous neighborhoods in New York City. Brownsville is arguably the worst. And they have a violent crime rate that works out to 175 per 100,000 people, which is nationwide, it's about 5. They have the most reported incidents of violent crime in any neighborhood in the city. So it must have been an amazing accomplishment to shut down crime completely for 5 days. Now, Joe Biden would probably look at that and say, that's a load of malarkey. Come on, man. First of all, the area being studied in this experiment was all of 2 blocks long. There were groups of police stationed at the corners all around the blocks where the experiment was running, ready to respond if things went entirely pear-shaped. Gang members would have had their hands full, full evening trying to get into the air. Further, this little endeavor wasn't even running all day and night. They ran the experiment for 10 hours per day and not during the late night and early morning hours when things really tend to get gnarly down in Brownsville. And to that, the fact that it was done during a significant cold weather snap, not to mention the coronavirus lockdown, and there wasn't much traffic on the streets anyway. Now, if you had sent these violence interrupter and crisis management groups out there unarmed on a normal night without all the tents, media fanfare, and cops standing by, you'd be lucky if you even got them all back to the office alive by the end of the week. The most probable explanation as to what happened here is that the gangs got wind of what was going on and simply stayed away from those 2 blocks until everyone packed up and went home for the night, and then they went about their business. This is pretty much the same as the idea that the other cities have floated about replacing traffic cops with citizens carrying ticket books. That works out just fine until it doesn't, and one of them pulls over the wrong person with a rap sheet and an illegal weapon in the car. These violence interrupters might have been able to break up the occasional fist fight and prevent the situation from escalating under normal conditions, but when the real gangbangers show up and become annoyed at how these civilians are disrupting the normal flow of gang business, well, that's going to go south quick. So let's run this experiment again, shall we? Only this time, let's not invite the press. Keep the civilians out there 24/7 in shifts and just give the cops the week off rather than being stationed within plain sight. Then come back and let us know how it worked out. Do you want to see a real world without police? Well, in New York City, where everything is skyrocketing. I keep going back to New York City because this is a really fascinating object study, what the city government is doing, what the state government is doing. All these guys out there, all these things are trying. And it's, so they won't let you arm yourself. If you have armed yourself or you're trying to arm yourself, it's just going to sit in some inbox. If you catch COVID, they're going to round you up and take you to the COVID cattle farm. And in some of the most violent places in the city, they are also doing tests now to see how it works out without the cops there. Oh, man. I just sit here, and it makes me wonder. It makes me wonder where the logic is to this. It makes me wonder. The other thing I wonder, though, about this, because in places like New York, they're leaving the city in droves. As they leave the city, right, as they move out of their apartments, they're not paying rent, so then the building owners can't pay their payments, and they can't pay their taxes. So very shortly, the housing industry in New York will collapse. The restaurants, which had the residents that lived there, that had the apartments, they're being shut down. Very soon, they'll be going away. What exactly is the end game? What exactly do you have control of if you are controlling a ghost town? How is that a smoking hot idea? I never get answers to that one, by the way. I never get anybody out there telling me, well, it's because of this. I don't know how that works. What's the end game for this one? No cops, no guns, and we're in charge of you. We own everything about you. We'll let you know what you can have and what you can't have. Plenty of places in the United States, there are people of New York that don't have these idiots in charge of anything. Plenty of places where they're not talking about defunding the police. Plenty of places where you can just walk into a place, take a background check, walk out with a gun. It's crazy. But it is the truth. So, but hey, welcome to 2021. We'll know more about what's about to happen in the country tomorrow. We'll see how that works out. And between back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.